All right, I'm Perry. This isn't Plain Sight. To my right, sir, of all things Blaze TV, the one and only Mr. Brandon Steele.
This is a special day.
We made it. And, yeah. Well, first, I'm retarded. I spent all of the live stream yesterday saying David will be going live today. And then when I went to go double check, I realized March 2nd was Saturday.
Oops.
Well, to weasel out of it, I will say the leap year kind of fucked me up. I added an extra day, but I did it after the day had already been added.
In a normal year, you would have been right.
No, I would have been double wrong.
Days
I added 2 days to the holiday, but I don't know anything about this. I did see in the Twitter mention, someone said the comedy he was doing was off-putting.
Hell yeah.
And
that's my favorite type.
Yeah, and we'll see how he starts this. I heard the first few seconds, but we'll do what we've been doing. This is fucking 2.5 hours, so we're going to watch half for today and half for Friday. With that in mind,
he's back with a vengeance.
After... This is the promised December 10th live stream. A short 13 weeks later. This is David Wilcock Live, Dot Connecting Global Peace Meditation. That's David laughing.
Oh.
What a way to start.
Right off top. He laughs like a squeaky wheel.
It sounds like he's trying to cover it with his mouth, too. This is a good sign, because the last time he started this way was when he was doing his cigarette bit.
Yeah, if he comes out laughing, this is about to be fire.
Well, he's cracking himself up.
Yeah, this is about to be 10 out of 10.
He's wearing a mask or something. Listen to it. Yeah, listen to the voice. It's like...
It's just him with one of those plastic bags over his head.
Hey, guys, can you hear me okay?
Oh, no.
Well, sick.
We did predict this based on the video we watched yesterday where he was...
Anytime Uncle Colin is making an appearance, David's in a good mind state.
That is, if we
Uncle
want,
Colin really is his like perfect alter ego.
It's the dissociative identity disorder thing. That except he is like literally manifesting it. Where in the 90s, people would claim to have all these identities, and one of them would be the bad one.
Yeah, I genuinely believe he probably goes into like fugue states and comes out with like weird bits written in his odd Australian.
Yes, Scotting Cockstralian, I believe. Is what he calls it. But yes, I think that the appearance of Uncle Colin indicates we're going to get a loopy David. It's Groundhog's Day, except for David losing his mind. When Uncle Colin sees a shadow, David goes nuts for a month and a half.
But fun nuts. The most fun. Hell yeah. Sick. Nice.
They
What's
all have
his
their way
say?
With me. Banana sandwich.
Make Earth cosmic again. Wow.
All right. I do want to point out, he still has the cigarette.
I think every character he comes up with smokes.
What a bizarre constant to include in all your characters.
Well, David knows that you look cool smoking.
That's true. Because smoking a cigarette isn't necessarily like a funny thing.
No, but you look cool doing it.
Yeah. I like the addition of the American flag in the background, too. That's a nice touch.
Nice.
Me,
dude.
I wore a little different outfit than I might usually do.
Is his Australian from New York? Is his alien from New York?
You guys made me put this hat on. I wasn't really too happy about that.
Is that supposed to be a Jewish voice?
Yeah, I can't tell if he's doing an accent or what.
We're here to steal your gold.
Trying it out for size. I feel a little nervous.
Oh, he got new shit. This is a good.
Wow.
He's so poor, he had to buy crystal lamps.
Well, that's how you know when he's manic maxing, is he starts buying things, even though he has no money.
It is manic.
He can't afford any of this, but he's buying it.
Oh, what am I talking about? Spooky informed us on Twitter today. Friday is David's birthday, so maybe he's buying this shit for his birthday.
For his birthday, he got himself lamps.
Yeah, so happy birthday, David.
Like this, and just, sharing myself with the group. I mean, this is sort of a confession, so I have a lot of things to say that are on my mind,
Do you think he's going to do this the whole time?
This bit took 16 weeks.
He kept rewriting it and writing it to make it perfect.
He's been crafting this bit for months.
I'm going to hope he takes it off at a certain point.
I know you guys have been questioning me about things like my eating habits and, what am I actually doing here on Earth? And I just want you to try to relax a little bit.
He's doing like the I Dream of Genie
dance. I don't really
dance.
Think it's fair
I
to
can't
be
identify
criticizing.
The accent he's trying to do.
I, I guess that's just the generic, like, Marvin the Martian type voice.
I guess.
Me about my lifestyle choices or the things that I, you know, may or may not want to do with my life. So, why don't you guys just back off and leave me some space, okay? I don't really want to wear this hat anyway. I think I look better like this. I mean, it's kind of a little more masculine.
He's gone cuckoo again.
I like that the cuckoo now involves props, though. He's not crazy. He's crazy with a fake cigarette and a mask.
I'm telling you, this is Uncle Colin's doing. Colin bought these props.
I think so. I think there's a different force within him who is driving this mania.
You know, I'm trying my hardest to just be good here for you guys and give you some warmth
Savior
and some sharing
of the world.
And some love.
This is bizarre. But this is exactly what I want from him. This is perfect.
This is awesome.
From the interdimensional planes, you know, we're not trying to hurt anybody.
The cigarette keeps falling.
All right. Woo!
There was absolutely no punchline to that. He just kind of stopped.
For 90 seconds, he did nothing, and then he finishes with his,
woo!
Like, that's his, I just crushed that sound.
Yeah, he thought he did so good he could end the bit.
It's your dear uncle. It's Colin.
Oh, no.
It is Uncle Colin.
Oh, no.
Uncle Colin has taken over. He's now the main personality.
I feel like a therapist. Like, can I speak to David? Can you bring David Wilcock to the front?
Colin McGeezer, you got to go through this too, mate.
Who molested me?
I said before, I want...
That's where he's going to be living when this doesn't work out. He's practicing his homeless sign-making skills. That's what this is.
Change.
I've been working on me penmanship.
We'll save the world for change.
Now I've got it, mate. It says, no, you can't guess what's inside.
It does say fragile, which is probably appropriate for his psychological state at the moment.
For shaking me, mate. That's not going to work out. Why? Because
did
I'm,
he put that on the box, or does Amazon put that on the box now?
I
did he see that and just was like, "This is the funniest thing I've ever seen." You won't be able to tell what's in here if you shake the box. That's a good one.
I think he's gone crazy. Yeah. I think, there's also the box is like folded up. There couldn't be anything in it.
He's clearly collapsed. He's clearly opened it.
Is it here?
So he just kept the box.
Ah, yes. I'm made with less material. You see that, mate?
Oh, God bless you, David.
He's just riffing on the box.
It's just the world's worst improv comic. But it's like, what do we got here? A trophy? Okay.
Woo.
And then, yeah, it just he doesn't.
There's no joke.
He's just reading the box.
Maybe less material.
It came from Amazon.
They all have their way with me.
It's subtext. It's innuendo. There's other conditions that are at work.
I think he's saying he has a small penis. Is that it's made with less material? Unless he's talking about his brain matter at the moment.
In terms of the message of made with less material, you see, our companies are not doing what we like them to be doing right now. So we're a little bit on the shy side. That's why if you ask us who it's to, you know, we might say it's fragile.
David, don't dox your address, dude.
Oh,
what are you
doing? Mistake. No one zoom in and clear up that picture so you all have his address. No one do that.
What are you
actually
doing,
did have him, mate. You're not supposed to see that. That's an address, mate.
He dropped character. It's like Bobo doing The Fugitive.
Well, I mean, he realized he just doxed himself, you dumb.
Well, Uncle Colin doxed him.
Colin, yeah.
Uncle Colin's got...
Uncle Colin doxed his ass.
Come on, mate. We got to do something to make it a little bit more interesting. We want your beautiful face. Well, I got to wear these glasses at times, mate. It's not always easy being me.
I like that he's got glasses, but they're all the way down his nose, and he's only looking over them.
Well,
he's not...
they are prop glasses.
We got to see what you guys have got to say. Everybody seems to be laughing.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Laughter is the best medicine, mate. That's what we're trying to do.
Well,
yeah.
Unless you're sick.
Yeah.
We do have medicine is the best medicine.
Yeah, don't tell
meditation.
That to the dying.
Yeah.
Mate, and I'm happy to be bringing that to you today. But first, I wanted to talk about my cake box.
What? Colin McGeezer and his cake boxes.
Did he go nuttier than we thought?
I mean, look, again, isolation will start to fracture the mind.
Because this is very strange to disappear for 3 months and be like, I'm just furiously working on all my things, and then you come back and you're just playing different characters.
Well, this is what he was working on.
I hope that's not the case. I hope this is not 3 months worth of effort.
This is...
Oh. Are you listening? Oh. Melanie Martinez presents the Trilogy Tour, featuring songs from all three.
Now, I got to tell you something. I'm going to be talking out of school a little bit here, mate, because, you know, we had this Australian Secret Service, or ASS, and we found out later.
The ass.
Nice.
Woo, woo.
Hell
woo.
Yeah. I'm telling you, he took 16 weeks to write this bit.
He definitely wrote that. Do us a favor. Hey!
So got another name for that. We call it the bum or something like that.
Oh, well, the bum, yes.
It's training for the ASS.
I've been thinking about doing the bum for a while.
Retain, you know, not a little bussy on the mind. Fine. And I get paid. You know, I get paid for laying some ease into the world, for causing rest. And so I get paid in the form of a cake box, mate. I'm not even joking with you.
I'm not even joking. They pay me in cake.
What is a cake box? Is that a thing, or is that a box that contains cake?
That's what they call the asshole of a twink.
They paid me in cake boxes. And the cake boxes were full of Australian $100 bills. I did a few jobs. I had a few cake boxes. I kept them around the house. No big deal.
This is a very intricate story, and I'm curious as to whether or not there's going to actually be a punchline at the end, or if it's just going to end.
I think we're watching the punchline. I think this whole thing is the punchline.
Because David literally, I'm telling you, took 13 weeks to write this story.
It takes a long time to come up with a joke as good as ASS.
Yeah.
My son's he's down an care, F-age. But after a while, mate, it's like,
oh, now he's got kids?
Let's say proficient. Oh,
Colin McGeezer has a family. He's not alone.
Yeah, I was going to say, allow me to over-psychoanalyze this. Yeah. I think David may have started feeling a bit lonely, but Uncle Colin, Uncle Colin's got a very happy family.
Yeah, his
with
kids
a wife
have
and
left
children.
A nest. They're doing good.
That's what I was doing. The cake
they don't hate him.
His hover car company's winning.
He's not
in
debt.
There's so many cake boxes in the closet, in the attic, in the garage.
The cake boxes aren't the only thing in the closet.
The basement. Yeah. And me wife, she goes, Colin, why you got so many cake boxes in here?
I got to Google what a cake box is.
This is genuinely unhinged.
This is a... What Colin McGeezer was, or I'm sorry, yeah, what those wildlife streams were to his sanity, this is like the live stream version of that. Like,
yeah, this has become the real fun of David at this point in his career. It's not even really what he's talking about anymore. It's just to see how deranged he gets.
What are cake boxes? Are literally just boxes you put a cake in?
I don't think David is in the mind state to be making innuendo. I think he's talking about just literal... he seemed to imply cake boxes filled with $100 bills.
Uh-huh.
Spend any of this money, it's just lying around, mate.
I'm trying to look at what
so
his chat said.
I got a little bit wise to that. I said, all right, then. I'll bury the cake boxes out in the yard. Nobody's ever going to see them again.
Okay, he's
mate,
burying his money.
I still haven't found all of them. Some of them got all damaged. I don't know. But
oh, he's lost his
that's
cake
what it's
money.
Like when you're in the biz, mate. Just a little bit of talking out of school for you.
When he says the biz, does he mean like that he's a mobster of some sort? Is Colin McGeezer a mobster?
Yeah, well, he's a very powerful man. He's everything Colin is everything David is not. He's a very wealthy family man.
He's not a gay pussy.
No, he's...
Okay. You guys like fucking... that zany stuff? Of course you do.
Yes, we do. Of course we do.
David, who wouldn't like that zany
stuff? You guys
stuff?
Like to have fun, so do I.
Man, wait, David's looking good. Look at these beautiful teeth he's got here.
Well, his teeth have always never deteriorated because I think he got them whitened at the height of his money.
Yeah.
And they've always looked good. That's the reason he's always, like, his skin has always looked nice and tan.
David may be insane, but this is the best we've seen him look in quite some time.
Look, maybe being Uncle Colin's good for him. Sometimes when being you is unhealthy, someone else.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta dip out of sanity in order to correct course.
Yeah, that is what alternate personalities are for.
I don't remember the last time I've actually seen him smile.
You guys like to have fun, so do I.
Anyway, the real point joke of why we're here today
I wish I had friends.
Is actually that you are about to undergo a massive shift in consciousness.
Wow,
that's good.
I'm happy to be here. This is the real David Wilcock now, not the comedy characters, but...
This isn't a bit.
He's trying to tell me to sell ads. Like, I'm not really that worried about selling ads. Well, I'm actually live.
Yeah, you need donations.
But anyway,
ads,
we
bitch,
are
I want
in a
super
very
chats.
Interesting situation here. I've been fighting this sty on my eye. Finally, it's good enough that I can go on camera and not completely hate myself.
Wow.
Which I think is a good place to start.
Not hating yourself?
But yeah, that happens from time to time. You just got to pick it up a bit.
Oh, he's trapped in the character, man.
Oh, no, he can't escape it. He's become him.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it, mate. Just let it go. You don't have to be so concerned about everything all the time, bloke. Just get it right, mate.
He's been practicing with that cigarette.
I wish he'd actually start smoking.
It couldn't hurt at this
point. That'd be so sick if he started smoking cigarettes.
Up here, I've finally, in the last couple of days, I'm starting to have fun. Why? Because the winter season is finally over. We don't have wind. We're not in this crazy hurricane type of situation where we get gusts going up to 70 miles an hour. I mean, it really is pretty amazing to live out here and be going through all this.
Mm-hmm. And winter?
What's been happening to me is quite phenomenal. I spent 2 years more or less off camera, but during this time, I've been having some very, very intense experiences with Archangel Michael.
Wait,
I think those are the same lights we have, too.
Probably.
We're becoming one.
Idea that this is anything other than just some Catholic term for something that was seen in the Bible, but I didn't really know what that was. I hadn't really read about it, anything like this. But at the same time, going back to here, back in 1996, I began using the techniques of remote viewing.
Do we really have to rehash this, Dave?
Okay, I will say it is very fucking funny to take 3 months off to prepare something and then just come back and do the exact same thing.
See, I think it literally that first 5 minutes is what took that long.
Yeah, the rest is this. It's just going to be a rehash.
Yeah, this was like took like a few days. Everything else is what took forever.
Oh, I always forget how redundant this man is.
Order to obtain information in the form of spoken verbal transcripts. And there was a long, rich legacy of this going back to sources such as Edgar Cayce. My mother was very into a source called Jane Roberts that she claimed to have channeled an entity called Seth.
The main Seth
book that my mother was really interested in was A Nature of Personal Reality. And that work was fascinating because the basic principle is you create your own reality. So I grew up as a kid having my mother being really into this and taking it kind of for granted that, yeah, there's these extra dimensional beings and they can talk to us. And these are good things. You know, we want to have this knowledge because they really have some pretty incredible stuff to share with us. So as time went on,
hammering these camera changes early.
I started to hear about remote viewing.
That's like we know
on
he's
the
good.
Art Bell show beginning in 1996. That's when I began listening. And actually 95. And so remote viewing was a military procedure in which people...
I think this the next time I do a book, I think that's going to be the one. Ingo Swann has a book about remote viewing protocol, and I think that's where all these guys take this shit from.
Go through a stringent set of protocols to create a mind-awake, body-asleep state. That means your body feels like it's asleep.
Right, light as a feather,
but your mind is fully
aboard.
Conscious. And you are going out there then with your astral body. You're doing astral projection, and you're viewing a remote target, hence remote viewing.
Well explained.
Now, what's
Dave.
Interesting about remote viewing is that people were getting 99% accurate results,
that's
even
true.
If the person who was guiding them during
I
the session
like
didn't
about
know
99%.
What they were supposed to be looking at.
Well, it's just, I mean, if that were the case, the military never would have stopped. Why would they?
All both parties would get, the guide and the remote viewer, was a couple pieces of paper that had numerical coordinates on them. It started out as latitude and longitude, and then over time they just became random numbers. But even if neither person had the numbers, the remote viewer would still find out what the target was correctly when this process was being properly used.
Right. So for my reading on this, if I recall correctly, what was actually happening is they did seem like the descriptions the remote viewers were giving of these places were like slightly better than average. So right. they were doing better than you would expect for someone just to guess. But like it was so randomized that they stopped because it wasn't helpful. Like
yeah.
If you're only right an extra 5% of the time, that's not very useful if you can't know when that 5% is occurring.
Yeah.
And this is very, very amazing. Oh, did you like my new lights, by the way? This is kind of like a Turkish thing. It seems to be emblematic of a UFO contact. I felt like it just nudged in right there perfectly.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure you did, David. Yep.
That's what that lamp is.
It's good if I hydrate, so let's keep that going. So anyway, remote viewing was a very practical technique that had been widely perfected. And then in the 95-96 era,
we got to figure out what
we had various guests on our bell who were coming forward and sharing the protocols. And one of them, Dr. Courtney Brown, wrote books about it. And the first one was called Cosmic Voyage. And I read the appendix at the back that talks about how to do this. And I followed the principles. And at the same time, I also was talking to someone online, Joe Mason.
I was groomed.
Who had a technique called the dream voice.
And an AOL chaperone.
He said,
chaperone.
If you can fall asleep in the morning and then you wake up and you still can remember your dreams.
Maybe that's who Uncle Colin
is. At that
is.
Point, you are now getting this thing called what he called the dream voice.
That's the man who molested him.
And the whole
him.
Idea yeah. behind that is that you want to have no awareness of what you're saying. You just kind of let the words speak. You listen in a 360-degree pattern around yourself. It's like there's a halo around your body. Of sound, and you could hear it in any of a number of directions. And it's just little fleeting things that seem to come and go, and they don't matter. And I'd already noticed for years that I would have this as I was falling asleep or waking up. It's a fairly common thing. They call it the hypnopompic state or the hypnagogic state, wow. depending on yeah. whether you're doing it as you're falling asleep or waking up. Hypnagogic is when you're falling asleep.
Correct.
So once I started to realize that there could be some data involved in this by talking to this guy, Joe Mason, it was November 10th, 1996, that I began listening to what it was saying and putting it down on
this
a
is
tape
all
recorder.
Joe Mason's fault.
And it turns out that this yep. was a wonderful practice because immediately it began predicting the future with stunning accuracy, speaking in very cryptic ways. Uh-huh. There was a lot of code. There was a lot of symbolism. And I ended up doing this practice again starting in 1996, and it continued until 2000. I mean, it went on after that because I had clients who I was doing psychic readings for, but it didn't actually get to be the end of the books that I had to write now in the 2020s. That didn't finish until 2000.
Right. That just kick-started my memory. The whole reason for this, theoretically, is he did another pass-through of all the Michael Prophecies books.
Right.
So now we're supposed to be getting even more astonishing synchronicities.
Right, in greater detail.
Yeah, which I would say, if the book predicted the future, but none of the shit you put in the books that are already out have come true, and then you got to revisit the book to then reinterpret it to find shit that happened.
It wasn't done yet.
That's true, yeah. it's just such shitty system
it's
for
now
predicting
turned into
the future.
Prophetic books.
Oh, now
and,
turned it into prophetic
it's been
books.
Something now, that took a great deal
finally,
of my time, I gotta
now
say.
It's a time loop.
This was not easy. It's been
it wasn't good
quite
either.
A life sacrifice for me to do this. Just making sure I'm online, but it looks like everybody can hear me and everything is good. You never know with live, so it's just always good to check all these things. Anyway, the Michael contact, it didn't even identify itself as Archangel Michael until probably the mid to late 1999 era. So I had 96, 97, and 98 that were huge because I was getting thousands of pages. And it was very interesting because it predicted the death of Princess Diana.
It did not.
It predicted the heart attack of Mother Teresa.
It did not.
It predicted the Heaven's Gate mass suicide.
None of this happened. what happened in the book is I believe he had a dream where a woman got crushed by a sign that fell off a building. And that was predicting Princess Diana's death in a car crash.
Sick, dude.
Or no, it had something to do with someone was on a horse, I think, and she got crushed. And then he said, a car is a horseless carriage, which
wow.
means his dream was a prediction.
I called it Marvin Gate.
Marvin
and
Gate.
And so at the time that these things were happening, there was lots of 9/11 prophecies that then came
on?
True in 2001. So on the day of 9/11, on the actual day when most people are freaking out, I got the first of a series of prophetic articles published on my website talking about dreams I'd already had that pinpointed that 9/11 was actually going to be taking place.
Wow. I mean, with
again, that's not true, but this is the one where he had the dream and then he called the FBI because he told them someone was going to like bomb some New York harbor or some shit.
Very, very.
He says got his phone tapped. I think he should take one of the things people don't emphasize enough. You know, Jay-Z is theoretically in the Illuminati. His right. album, The Blueprint, came out 9/11/2001.
Accuracy.
There you go.
Over That's free and over game, again. David. Go ahead and work that in.
So this was very interesting because it took, you know, years of my life. I was doing these readings, I don't know, 3 or 4 times a week, writing my dreams down every day. But I was doing these readings that I called global readings because, first of all, the reading term comes from Edgar Cayce. A psychic reading means he was under hypnosis and he was speaking on behalf of some higher consciousness, which did occasionally identify itself as Archangel Michael.
He was so good with the camera changes.
So Archangel Michael, when Archangel Michael showed up in the Edgar Cayce readings, there are eyewitness reports. Let me make sure my shirt is nice and straight.
This is another thing he never seems to recognize, is the fact the fact that he believes himself to be Edgar Cayce and Archangel Michael showed up in previous Edgar Cayce readings. Like, of course, he's going to think it shows up in his readings,
yeah,
too.
Duh.
Because he thinks he's the same guy.
As I say this, there's eyewitness reports of his body levitating off the ground.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true.
And having this enormous booming voice, sort of like you cranked up the bass subwoofer on your stereo way too much.
Wow.
And it was so intense that the walls were shaking, the windows were shaking, the windows were opening and closing sometimes.
What a very
true
story.
You could hear forks and spoons
very
and
real.
Knives rattling in the silverware drawer, as well as plates and dishes inside the kitchen. Objects occasionally flew through the air. Sometimes doors opened and closed, slammed. Sometimes windows opened and closed. And the feeling of this sound going through your body and all these things happening was so intense. It was very common for people to be crying. It was very common for people to go into a state of ecstasy and kind of spastic.
I mean, that's probably how David explains away his weepiness these days. Is that
he's in ecstasy.
Yeah, it's so powerful.
Because you just don't expect
couldn't help but cry
anything
while shoveling
like this is ever
going
to happen to you. And then when it does, it's just so phenomenal. So, again, his secretary, Gladys Davis Turner, said that she noticed that his body was levitating. Isn't that interesting? She noticed the body was levitating. So this is a very fascinating story, the Archangel Michael contact through Edgar Cayce, that this is when really strange and scary but wonderful things were happening that we would normally associate with miracles. So it was when I was doing these readings, and basically by mid-19...
Notice the slyness there where he's like, what Edgar Cayce was doing, that was a miracle. He
right.
doesn't say, I'm doing miracles, but he's saying the guy he is in the past did miracles.
Yeah.
In 1999, the source identified itself as Archangel Michael.
Fully committed to being Jesus.
And well, that's the same source that Edgar Cayce had levitating his body. Now, I'd also, by this point, it was actually by October 1997, found out that I had a stunning facial resemblance to Edgar Cayce. It's the best that any reincarnation.
Wow, you should really mention this more. You
never
bring it up.
You also really aged out of it.
In the 19.
That's true. It was twink death.
You don't look like him anymore, bud.
Dr. Ian Stevenson found over 3,000 children in the Middle East, mostly in the Middle East, who could remember or claim that they could remember their past lives. Once they remembered details, he went and validated those details, and in some cases there was one girl who remembered the names of like 22 or 23 different people, remembered exactly what furniture was in the house, what paintings were on the wall, what the house looked like.
At risk of turning into David and continually repeating myself, the reason why these people are able to do this is I believe in only like 2 of the several thousand cases they addressed.
Yeah.
Only in, like, I think 2 to 8, something like that, did the people not have contact with the people they were claiming to be the reincarnation of. So it's not that special. It'd be like, you know, saying what the furniture in your friend's living room looks like. It's not because you're psychic. It's because you've been there and you know them.
Yeah.
So some of these kids really got a great deal of information coming through that was way beyond anything they could
they
have had.
They also tended to pick rich families.
Maybe they remembered this other
very
lifetime
convenient.
As if it was part of their existence. Well, that seemed to be what it was. It was a straight-ahead past life memory. And what was so fascinating about this was that it went on for, you know, many, many years. And over time, he began to realize that when kids remembered being someone else, if you looked at pictures of that someone else and then you looked at pictures of the kid, especially as they grew into adulthood, they looked very, very similar. Their faces were almost identical. And this wasn't just one or two things. This was the rule, not the exception.
Everyone's face is kind of the same.
We are all people.
Yeah, we all kind of have the same face.
Happened over and over again
with the
as
two
he would
eyes
do these forensic follow-ups
nose.
On the actual information that he's looking for. So this was really incredible. The idea that these children had somehow remembered being this other person, and then they look like that person, and they remember the experiences of being that person.
It does feel kind of racist.
This is
that
very
David's just like, all the Indian people look alike.
Yeah,
you're
never what do you mean?
It really does get back into multidimensionality.
Just walking up to random Indians
and
be like, are you the reincarnation?
You get into the Casey's work, and then you get
Sorry,
into later
it's hard
works,
to tell.
My personal favorite being The Law of One, which came through from 1981 to 1983.
We're familiar.
For the most part. It was one in 1984, I think. The Law of One and sources like the Casey readings say that we have, or in the Seth books with Jane Roberts, I mentioned that, they say we have a multidimensional personality. There is a part of us that exists in some sort of higher reality, and in that higher reality, we do not exist as flesh and blood. We exist as some form of energy.
Uh-huh.
And then that energy is not bound by linear time.
That seems shitty. I don't want to just be like a floating orb in the next life.
Yeah.
I kind of like the body part.
Linear time factor that we see is a function of projecting into flesh, projecting into materiality. And it's very, very interesting. Like, So the idea then is that we have simultaneous lives. This is one of the things the Seth books say, like in the Seth material. That's the one I really studied in, I guess, 1997, very strongly. He says we have simultaneous lifetimes, simultaneous places where our soul projects into that we call physical lives.
I have heard recently the idea of quantum immortality, which is like when you die in one timeline, your soul just goes to your body in an alternate reality and possesses that.
And
which
they
I
look
think
like each other because apparently, even though some of our facial features are derived from heredity, there's another aspect of facial features that has to do with who you really look like as a soul. That there's a soul face that you have. There's
wow,
a face
your soul
of your
face.
Soul.
Sounds
and
like an R&B
each
singer.
Lifetime that you have illustrates that face. So even if you were to come back in a future lifetime, you're going to have basically the same face. Now, I had the first time I encountered this was when I had an out-of-body slash near-death experience. I had my friend do a dangerous hyperventilation technique on me when I was in high school.
Okay, wait a second, David. That's not near-death. All the kids used to do this, too. It was like getting high. You hyperventilate, then you have someone fucking push on you, and you black out for a second.
Slumped down.
I almost died.
And I had a vivid flashback of
fucking
another lifetime.
Fucking trauma queen.
And at the end of that lifetime, I was looking into a lotus and trying to look into my eyes and my face, and I saw my face, but I had African features.
Oh, God, he's black.
But it was my
blunt,
eyes.
White owl, Philly blunt.
Around this part of my face.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Black guys from Harlem.
So that happened to me just in
so
high
David
school,
was once
and
black.
I didn't know what it was.
I learned
it was
raps.
Very interesting.
He did, in the book, he did
that's
have
amazing.
He did have a dream where he was black, and in that dream, he was obsessed with jewelry.
Wow. They called me the N-word?
Man, but that I had... You
black
know,
guys from Harlem?
Eyes and a lot of the bone structure, my face was similar, so it was very interesting. And then only years
down,
and years
Hitler.
Later did
I
find
an extra bone
out
in
that
my
there
foot.
Was research about this by
that's why I was
Dr.
So fast.
Ian Stevenson.
I kept stealing from a
7-Eleven. So again, Dr. Stevenson's research is truly phenomenal because it's
anymore.
Showing us that we have a reiterating spirit. and we get born into a body. We're born as a baby.
If anyone wants the full debunk on this, go watch our David Wilcock debunked episodes, because we go into Dr. Ian Stevenson pretty extensively.
Eventually, our bodies die. But the Casey reading said that there was a class for being on Earth. You're not just reincarnating over and over again for no reason. You're reincarnating because you need to learn something. And what you're actually learning, apparently, is first and foremost what the Law of One calls the first distortion of the Law of One. And that's a very confusing term. They use it all the time. But it means free will, and it also means a law of karma. So the universe has a built-in cosmic system to reveal to you the fruits of how you treat other people. And this is the core spiritual teaching.
That would have been real true mania.
Yeah.
That we find very heavily in Christianity, very heavily in Hinduism. They have the principle of ahimsa, where you hurt no living thing. Very heavily in Buddhism, which was influenced by Hinduism.
Nah.
Buddhism has monastic, ascetic processes. You know, very strict stuff about being a hermit.
Get to the end of the world.
Renouncing physical possessions, renouncing all of the things that you would normally take for granted in a human lifetime.
It is also important to remember, he was on Twitter talking about how he needed to get this message out because it was so important for the end of the world.
It was dire.
And now we're 21 minutes in, and he's just kind of meandering already.
And it's only once all of that signal is stripped away from the world.
Unless us watching
then
his
you
bit
get this
was the most important thing.
New voice, which is the voice of silence, the voice of stillness. And in that voice of stillness, something is speaking that is not part of your linear lifetime continuum, but is actually a different type of thing. It's your multidimensional personality. So the Casey readings, the Seth readings, the Law of One, many other sources all would agree that there is a way to access your multidimensional personality. And from that vantage point, from that higher consciousness, you already know what you're doing here. You already know about the law of karma. So free will and the law of karma are the same thing. Your higher self is going to, this is another name for your multidimensional personality. Your higher self is going to steer you through a learning class, a series of things to educate you about the importance of loving others. Because ultimately, in these philosophical traditions, there is only oneness. There is only one infinite creator, and there is only identity. That's a really, really heavy one. There's only identity.
Wow. Heavy indeed.
Woo! Now, what that means is, your identity is not limited by the boundary of your skin to the atmosphere.
What?
Your
David's
identity
trans.
Is not even bound by the mass consciousness of all the humans on Earth, or the mass consciousness of planet Earth, or the mass consciousness of our sun and our solar system, or even our galaxy.
No, for Christ. David, really, we saw it in the interview with Danica Patrick, but we really are back to like high school weed talk.
Yeah, we are.
Like, what is reality, man?
He's reverting back to his early stages.
This is the most important message in the universe.
That's why I think he's zooted.
Yeah.
In the Law of One, we have only identity.
And there is
only identity in the universe.
We're all like more than
and
our bodies.
And this whole concept
like
that
ashes,
you are in a separate body is actually
dust
false.
Dust, bro.
But it's the creator experiencing
please give
itself.
Me money.
This is what the one infinite
so
consciousness
in the
decided
hole,
that it
dude.
Wanted to do in order to have a diverse and robust
they're
set of
experiences.
They're
going to take my house, man.
He's back like to a being little a confidence boost to help ease you
it's
back.
No bueno, dude. They're going to take everything, man.
It's David Chilcock.
So that's
again.
What we're doing here. We're all living together on
vibe
this planet,
vibes are all
thinking
fucked,
that we have
man.
Separate identities when, in fact, we're part of a
David
mass consciousness.
Chilcock.
And this
it's
is again
here to
why
harsh your mouth.
People remember things that they didn't learn, and then multiple individuals invent the same things at the same time. This is called the multiples effect.
Oh my God.
So in my
stop
book, Source Field Investigations
everything.
And in my new class, Sacred Science
Say
Microprophecies,
something original.
We talk about the multiples effect and all these strange things like the invention
else.
Of the steamboat, the invention of the typewriter.
He's like
the
comic
the
who just literally never changes his set.
He's a local comic, who's been doing the same fucking set since 1987.
He's got one set that crushed for a while. But now he's still just doing it.
But you used to be able to get away with that before before you recorded everything and put it up. We've seen this. We've seen this exact fucking thing over and over again. And as I mentioned when we went over Synchronicity Key, the reason why all these people came up with the same invention is because they were working on the same fucking problem, and there's one answer to that problem.
Yeah.
You don't, 2 + 2 always equals 4. If we both get that answer, it's not because we're psychic. It's because that is the answer to the question.
Thermometer. The invention of the oxygen molecule, the invention of the telescope.
Well, they didn't invent the oxygen molecule.
Multiple individuals discovered these things pretty much at the same time. And it's a very curious phenomenon because you say to yourself, you know, what's causing this? Where is this coming from?
Common sense.
It would appear to be the result of us having cloud computing. But, there's a level of your mind that biases all the information you have access to. And it biases it specifically for your personal sense of identity.
Is that what happened with internet porn?
You have a personal sense of identity.
It's a bunch of dudes just, they tap into the cloud. Like, you know what we need to do? Put porn on demand on the internet.
That all the thoughts that you're having are yours. And we haven't had any training on a societal level.
Yeah, geez, this is a dangerous road to go down once you start doing the my thoughts aren't my own thing.
On how to differentiate our own thoughts versus the thoughts of others. But as you become
Been wrangling this in Uncle Colin.
Yeah, I want to be very clear to anyone listening. The thoughts in your head are your own.
Yeah, don't care how funny the bit in your head is.
Yeah. Those are your thoughts.
Yeah, those are your thoughts. It's not another person in your head. I get that he's Australian and has a good life, but still you.
Yeah, there's not a Scottish Australian man astral projecting his thoughts into your head.
Yeah.
You're just stoned.
As you train in psychic awareness, it's extremely important to ask yourself, is this mine or someone else's?
What am I really experiencing? Piece of advice.
Yeah, what a fracturing of reality when you're like, you know, I think the best way to look at your thoughts is which are mine and which are coming from somewhere else.
If I don't like them, someone else is thinking.
Now, when I think of killing everyone around me, is that my thought or is that someone else?
Uncle Colin's buying ammunition.
When I want to go shoot up a school, is that me or is that really someone else?
Be affected when other people are in pain, when other people are in fear. And so one of the main reasons why I needed to get back on this chair and be doing talks right now,
he can make
is
so
that
much
the
money
energetic,
if he gaming so, streams.
I also, didn't he say he was going to pre-record this and then now he's doing it live?
I think he realizes he needs to super chat money.
I think he needs to feed off the energy of the audience. But you're right. I don't know why, like, he could just, especially if you're just going to retread the same ground over and over again, just fucking stream every day. Who gives a shit?
Just play video games, dude. Play Helldivers 2. Really.
So as a result, people are now having a lot more of the negativity as well as a much greater springboard for awakening. But there's people now dealing with various aspects of spirituality that I'm very familiar with. But for most people, they're incredibly unfamiliar with it. And they're not really aware of what they have to do or how to handle it.
I wish he would explain what he means.
So before I go any further, I do want to say that all of this has turned into 7 prophetic books.
Which are available for purchase.
And I now have 7 books and 11 videos available at thedisclosure.com. So what do I mean by that?
Do you think people were doing this with the Bible back in the day? Is they like, this is the word of God available for the low, low price?
I mean, yeah, the early Catholic Church, absolutely.
And this is what
That's
I did
true.
For the last 2.5 years, was just write these 7 books where I took
David.
The Archangel Michael readings from 96, 97, 98, 99, and 2000. And I discovered over the last 2.5 years that as I would unseal them, meaning as I would reread them for the first time in many cases since I'd looked at it in 98, 99, whatever, they were predicting all the stuff that's going on now.
Well,
very clear.
Turns out that's not
indications
so true.
I don't know if I'd say that.
All of the most recent presidents going back in history, very specific long narratives on each one of them, including the current Joe Biden. There's lots of stuff about him in there. There's several references to Kamala Harris. And it's so amazing. The scope of what the books are saying has kind of left me stunned. I've been letting them go out there and be read.
I was stunned too.
And people are really having some very
stunned
exciting awakenings
the
from this. The comments
not
the feedback
for the same
we've been
reason.
Getting are really extraordinary. So this is the only product I have right now. So I just want to put this out there that if you put in the code Jubilation,
there's a
you're
discount
gonna get a
code.
Very, very generous discount.
$83? Wow, he didn't sell enough.
No. It's also, I think initially
That's like almost 33%.
It probably is 33%. It almost assuredly is. But there was a period of time when it initially came out, you could buy it for, I think, $75 with the discount code. And then when that went away, I think he started selling them for like $300.
Nice.
And I'm guessing not a lot of people pulled the trigger on that. So yeah. Now we're back to
thing that we have on video is included in this deal. So it's actually something
video,
that really helps me. And it's at thedisclosure.com.
You mean money? Yeah.
Yeah.
It really helps
all of us.
Because
we're still getting trashed by the so-called DS. We really do need your help. And now you're about to see why. In 1999, sort of the crown jewel of the microprophecies was that he predicted that there would be a coup over the military-industrial complex. And that really did not seem possible as of 1999.
Still doesn't
seem super possible. I was aware of the UFO cover-up. I certainly had read lots of books on UFOs by this point. I was getting my own remote viewing stuff.
Yeah.
It was predicting the future, and it clearly seemed to be some type of human, angelic, extraterrestrial. It talked a lot of Christianity. I wasn't really wanting to have a Christian source. I wasn't asking for it to talk about the Prince of Peace, but it did that a lot. I didn't ask for it to be a Catholic saint.
Yeah, I did that against your
Catholic
will.
Saints, because there's two
no,
people speaking.
No, stop talking about the Lord.
Speaking. There's Archangel Michael and Saint Lucia.
He got the Prince's peace.
So this was a very weird thing, because I stopped doing it on the global level in around, I don't know, 2001-ish. And I did clients up until 2005. I had a business online.
Banana
sandwich. From 1998 to 2005, where I actually did client readings. And people had a very, very high success rate with my client readings. Almost everybody who got one, with just one or two exceptions,
came,
was very happy. And I also noticed that my clients would determine the quality of the reading. In other words, how deeply I went into trance.
If you're one of those two people who did not enjoy their old David Wilcock reading, please reach out to us. I would love to.
Well, I was on the phone with them, and what I would say was almost entirely a function of their level of spiritual advancement and how much they could meditate. So
what a sick move, too, where it's like if the reading's not
really
good,
meditate,
it's the client's
fault.
It's your fault, dude. You should have been chiller.
In this source, it's like, okay, you know, we are co-creating this experience. Let me get away from the chair.
We've all heard Bashar.
We're co-creating this experience, so like,
greetings,
you know, let's try to have a positive flow between the two of us. And in those cases, people got astonishing things. There was a case where a woman was writing poetry and songs, and it began quoting from her poems and then, you know, explaining why she had written these things and what was the subconscious message of it. Okay, we're a half an hour in. This is good. So again, you know, in spite of all these other things that were going on with clients, in 1999, as I'm publishing this stuff, I had my own website. I put it online.
Oh my
and by
God,
1999, Michael, Archangel Michael, is saying that there's going to be a coup over the military-industrial complex, and specifically regarding the UFO cover-up.
Wow.
That this whole idea of not getting the truth would be over, and that we're now going to get real information, unlike anything we've ever had before. And in fact, when you go through the Michael prophecies, he's saying that there's going to be a mass human ET contact. And I really didn't even remember most of this stuff, honestly. I would be entranced when I transcribed it. And then in 1999, I started uploading all of it onto my website in raw form, which is almost unreadable. That's
yeah,
why you really
know.
Need it
yeah,
to be
so
formatted, especially to explain all the prophecies and everything. And in some cases, I have to rearrange the dreams and make them easier to understand, explain things that I...
Oh, so you just manipulate them to fit your end. Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, he has a nice habit of just inserting crucial words that were not in the original dreams in order to make it fit.
Explain some things in dreams that I'd forgotten, but almost always it's just out of the transcript. And in the dreams, I might improve the sentences a little bit, but when it comes to the readings, I don't change anything.
A bit by entirely changing the meaning.
What's happened is, again, it created 7 books. So at thedisclosure.com is where that's located. And I really do hope you'll help us out, because right now is the best time to hit the ground running.
He's turning into
with
Alex
the videos
Jones
and
the
books.
Plugs.
I mean, this is where it's all
he
coming to a
money.
Head.
I always
everything
forget
that
plug,
I was
folks.
Told about
he
by
needs,
Michael in the 90s,
lots of
he said
money.
That there's going to be a complete defeating of the UFO cover-up. But it wasn't until
he's
I unsealed
start selling
the books
his alpha brain, or
now,
his,
beginning
brain
in 2022,
voice.
That I realized what the real message was. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But getting back to this,
yeah, God forbid,
he did predict this coup over the military-industrial complex. And then, as of, I mean, I saw various pieces of evidence online, but it really was in 2009 that I met this insider, Pete Peterson.
No, Christ.
Right. And he told me that he was part of this thing called the Alliance.
Well, Pete said a lot of things. I'd always heard it called the Alliance.
Yeah, you know, Pete liked to talk.
Or I guess I came up with the name because it just needed a name and it seemed like a good name. I'm not really sure how it came about, but anyway.
Yeah, Pete's a talker.
We were talking about this thing
Most
called
the
plan,
is
and
lies.
It was this idea that ever since the 1950s, as I've said many times, Howard Hughes started to wonder why he was losing all of his aerospace contracts to competitors, even though he had better prices, better products, etc.
Yeah, because he was
or
peeing in bottles.
Or his ideas were getting stolen, knocked off, ripped off. And we've been seeing that as well.
We have to have compared David to Howard Hughes before, right? He really is going the full Howard Hughes.
Absolutely.
Developing craft, peeing in his bathtub.
Yeah, bathing in piss.
Becoming a recluse.
But that's a whole other discussion.
Apparently there's a correlation between piss and flight.
It's very fascinating, actually. But we could talk about that later.
I hope David builds
the
spruce
goose. So Howard Hughes started to do investigative research using female sex couriers. Find out why he was losing all these contracts. And then he found out that there was an organized group involved in all this, and that they were essentially, they had something called vertical integration. All right. Yeah, we gotta bring out Colin, mate. So
nice.
If you want to understand a bit about
Uncle Colin's gonna tell you about sex slaves.
Uncle Colin's gonna tell you how they fucked my ass.
And they come together.
Who molested me?
And they're vertically integrated, and you don't think that they
vertically
know each other,
that's
mate.
When
you
the
don't
penis
think
that
they're connected,
goes into
the
butthole
vertically,
that's the real
vertically,
secret of vertical integration.
And you're integrated
it's
where you
the
come.
Secret combination,
but
mate.
No
it's all
integrating
these different
society.
Things that you wouldn't
we
think
cannot integrate the skills.
No miscegenation.
If we let the savages in, we're gonna lose our culture.
The human
Uncle
body
Colin's
is
a bigot. He is
now
not
Uncle
a
Colin's thing, not a racist. I'm just a white realist.
I'm just. I'm just say that.
Come on, you gotta allow me a few of those here and there.
I'll allow you all of them.
Do it the whole time.
I wish I never
stopped. Too bad all the videos of Pete Peterson were removed by YouTube for speaking the truth. Please speak more of Pete Peterson. All he shared with you. Oh my God, I knew I felt the Pete vibe. Rub a silver spoon or other silver
shove
on your
it up
thigh
your ass.
And it will go away.
People keep telling him to rub metal
I've
on his face.
Been doing the colloidal silver.
I hope it gets that
you know,
disease
it hasn't
where it
exactly
turns blue
worked yet,
from
so
silver.
I'm just trying to do my best here. Jeez, I miss these talks. The code is Jubilee. No, the code is Jubilation. Let me go back to that.
Oops.
Thank you for asking.
Promo code Jubilation.
Okay, look, folks. Right, if you don't go and buy the books, we're going
to
go out of business.
Don't need
this could be my last broadcast.
I forgot about that part of Alex Jones.
If you
always
don't go
about,
go buy the books, I'm just going to shut it down.
Yeah, I'm just going to fucking kill myself. I love the crew.
I love everyone here. But if we don't sell more Brain Force, I'm going to kill myself.
Let's go to break. Roger Stone, when we come back
it
with
is,
the War
again,
Room.
Extremely generous, you know, what I'm offering compared to any other deal I've done before. It's only going to be for a limited time. Brings
no,
it down
it's
to
because you were vastly overcharging before.
But again, you've
before.
Got 11 and a half hours of video that I did with over 1,000 slides called
wow.
Safe
Look how
Science
red his
Micro
eyes
Prophecies.
Are.
And it's amazing because it's loaded with
Ear that, he's just
all
been
of this
crying.
Knowledge about what the prophecies are
a little
teaching
bit
us
both.
The
yeah,
real
not
sacred
stoned,
science
just sad.
That Archangel Michael brought to us. Because in addition
Uncle
to bringing
Colin
the
doesn't
readings,
cry, though.
I was guided through a very prolonged amount of scientific research. A lot of it came out of the Law of One. And I just felt really fascinated. So somebody, Sweep says, I missed my boy. Coconut oil heals a lot. David, no, please don't do the English accent. Not everybody loves it. Just do you.
No, do the English accent.
English only accent. Do the accents.
Some people really like it.
Thank
so you.
You
just have to kind of rail with it, mate.
Where are those people?
Yeah.
Does Archangel... Uh-oh. Oh, my God.
Ah,
we're
someone
getting
got
rid of
him.
That guy.
Oh, we're getting rid of that guy.
Damn it.
So
I wish
we're
could.
Not interested
Go check
in trolls.
The chat.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Would it be there or would it be removed in the replay?
You know, that's not really what we're doing.
You could probably see it.
Let's see if we can find. I'll just look for names that are familiar to me because they're probably people from our general community doing it. It does seem, look, it seems very positive. Oh, I guess it would probably be under all messages, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Here.
Thanks, David. No, it seems, Maybe you got him.
Damn. But anyway, let me just get back to where we were, because there's some really cool stuff going on. So again, I was briefed on this plan by Pete Peterson. Now, Pete Peterson,
wow. Where is my
yeah? It's
card,
a very
David?
Very strange set of information that I got from Pete Peterson, because in his reality, there are deep underground military bases, or DUMBS.
Well, you got that acronym right.
Those are actually much more plentiful than we realize. Pete said there was over 270 of them that
Pete
were just
said
built
he also
by
won a Russian medal
the
for
American
science.
Portion of the military industrial
well,
complex.
You can't prove he didn't.
And I've
he
also
said
heard
he
from a number of insiders,
computer.
And this goes back for many years, and many different people who I interviewed in great depth, that there are extraterrestrial humans. People who
That's
look like humans,
oxymoron.
But they project into physical human bodies. And they, or in some cases, they're from other planets.
Wow.
And they look like, you know, human-like, but they're different. They we have
Black
all
guys from Harlem.
People with all different pastel colors, pastel yellow, pastel
they're
pink.
Aliens.
All these different interesting
look
combinations.
Look at their aliens.
And that's all part of the reality. There's, according to Sergeant Clifford Stone, who was one of the Disclosure Project witnesses on May 5th, 2001, or May... It was May 9th, 2001. He said there was 57 different varieties in a field handbook that he'd gotten from
yeah,
this
we know, the Heinz 57.
In the Air Force. And these 57 varieties were almost all human, but this is what they were seeing inside various ships that had crashed
wow.
here. So it's fascinating because it turns out that we have a robust human community. We now know from NASA's own data that there's something like 80 million Earth-like or 80 billion Earth-like planets.
Wait a second. Doesn't David believe he's an alien? Wouldn't he? He'd be amongst those Earth aliens, wouldn't
One,
he?
I would assume so.
Well, I don't know if he's still an alien. He might not be an alien anymore.
80 billion Earth-like planets just in our galaxy. Think about that. At least 40 billion Earth-like planets with water. And then it appears that DNA, according to my scientific research, it's just intrinsic in the background energy of space and time itself. If you have drops of water, they will naturally form DNA in them.
No, my God, no, they won't. This is the guy who saved some sort of, he recorded a glass of water with shit in it, and he saved it as a wave file, and he sent it to some other guy. And the other guy said when he played it for his glass of water, the contents spontaneously generated.
Right.
No, they have no proof that that happened.
Oh, proof. Oh, yeah, we don't actually have that.
Well, who needs it? They all say it happened. They didn't record any of it or provide evidence.
Oh,
but
you don't want to just believe me?
Water that has DNA in it. So the Law of One talks about this. And it says that photons are much more than just light packets that travel through the air. Photons are geometric vibratory packages of information, which when they become second density photons, they carry the information to make animal life, animals, plants, everything else except humans. Third density photons carry the information to make human life.
Oh, he's really going
and
with
fourth
we're all just
density
beings
photons
of light.
Carry the information to make a new type of human being with apparently a much more energetically dense body.
Wow.
So this is one of the strange things is that the esoteric work that we're looking at says that this is all going to lead to a non-catastrophic global ascension. And the global ascension involves the return of our Heinz 57 human family, our galactic human brotherhood and sisterhood. They actually have a higher ethical standard because they've learned the law of karma, absolutely, and they see it as a mathematical certainty. It has to be followed. It's always worked out. And as what you could think of as angelic beings, this is very important. You are constantly surrounded by living, intelligent, higher beings. You can't necessarily perceive them in the room around you, but they're very much there. They're very much present.
Well, that's a dangerous thing to think, too. But this is the sort of logic that led to him, you know, apologizing to his urine because it was killing bacteria.
Yeah.
And they are conveying information to you at all times. They're at least, at the very least, sending you love. And so when you tune into the feelings of love, according to the Law of One, you're going to feel more of what these beings are sending you, and you're going to have the ability to amplify that love. They also say in the Law of One that the concept of two angels on your shoulder or an angel and a demon is exactly the way the universe really works.
Wow. That's a very, very curious thing. He's using Looney Tunes logic for his esoteric shit.
When you are living in truth with love and peace and forgiveness and harmony, and you're not lying to people and you're not deceiving people and you're doing your best to be a good person and to have humility,
produce hover cars that you actually can't produce,
and
you're scamming
to do
the
your
government
duty
of New York
with a
out
sense
of tax money.
True responsibility. These are all different levels of ageless wisdom, spiritual discipline. The disciplined personality is a very important one as you get up into like the fifth chakra or the throat
what?
Chakra.
You gotta be disciplined with
that's
your throat.
Associate also with the color
yeah, David,
of
I bet
blue,
you got that throat
the
chakra.
Chakra is red, to be raped. The next
deserve
one
to
is
be
orange,
raped.
Then
you
have
that
yellow
good
the solar
throat
plexus,
chakra.
Green for the heart, light blue Woo! For the throat.
That
dark blue for the
chakra.
Pineal gland, third eye, and then violet for the crown. These colors actually do carry some type of photonic corollary.
I mean,
so we are now getting hit with fourth density green
yes.
photons. They're not green to our eyes because we're only looking at the electromagnetic spectrum, but they are green photons. So as we've talked about before, there was an experiment in Russia that was very central on this.
Oh, please don't talk about Dr. Peter Gary.
The eggs of a frog yes. were zapped with a laser. The eggs are inside a little hermetically sealed container. These are
it's
frog eggs.
It's in Revelations,
you shoot a laser
people!
Through that into He's another container out. With salamander eggs.
He's yeah. never going to get anything new.
Or actually, no, it was the other way around. You shoot He's the beam through out. The salamander eggs into the frog eggs. And that
wow.
salamander energy is transferred by nothing other than the laser. There's no actual air contact. They're both in hermetically sealed
no,
containers.
No, it definitely works.
Tissue samples. But then these frog
no,
eggs
no,
over here
no, there is no frog.
Are transformed
salamander.
By the salamander laser light,
what
and if, they turn into...
What no, is salamander
the
just
frog
act
eggs
like
frog. Mutate into
the part that never makes sense to me about this is... Couldn't he just reproduce this? He bought one of the lasers, I believe. This fucking dude grifted him, and he got him to buy a laser for like $5,000. It's like, David, take your $5,000 laser and just repeat it. Do it
Whoa,
on camera.
David doesn't have the credentials.
Do you know how much money you could make if you just took a laser and transformed a salamander into a different animal?
What if that's all it did, though?
That's the only
all
thing
it could
do.
All it could do is turn frogs into salamanders. It doesn't actually do anything else.
The most useless superpower.
Yeah, like, I've invented this amazing technology. Now, unfortunately...
I hope you're all fans of salamanders.
Yeah. To salamander eggs. And so this, to me, is a very compelling demonstration of
there was
a
no
mechanism
demonstration.
For species
he,
evolution.
He didn't have any.
That was totally overlooked by Charles
recordings
Darwin.
Recordings of this.
Charles Darwin, of course, gives us this concept that evolution is the result of random mutations. But as I talk about in Sacred Science of Microprophecies in far more depth.
It's not necessarily random.
We've tried to mutate fruit
run.
Flies. They breed the fastest of any species. Nothing that we've ever done does anything to them except to make more fruit flies. And certain mutations that we create, where they lose their eyes, for example, there's a self-correcting mechanism. In other words, if we create a mutation where we have two parents who don't have eyes, and we breed them, within no more than five generations, no matter what, their eyes always come back. So there appears
well,
to be some
study.
Type of living field of energy that tells the universe how to make a fly. And if the fly doesn't have eyes, the eyes within five generations will be restored in the DNA code.
And that's why the military-industrial complex is going to fail. First of all, what he's saying is bullshit. They've done studies with, they're called like salt and pepper moths or something, and they're able to breed them to be a specific color relatively quickly by exerting environmental pressure on them. You can do it. I mean, you could literally carry this out in like 72 hours.
Right.
But not...
DNA code, when it's missing, you can't
this
get...
This is the problem when you study a bunch of fringe science, but then you just stop studying science in like 1998.
Well, and also when you don't understand it.
That I guess that is the biggest thing, right? Is yeah. you should probably know what you're talking about. But yeah, there's actually, you're never going to believe this. There's been a lot of research done in the intervening years between yeah. 1998 and 2024.
back,
we've learned
that's
some
what
things.
You would think if it was just like a book and you rip some pages
now.
Out of the book, you're never going to see those pages now. Again. But that's
now.
Not what DNA is really doing. DNA is actually tuning into something.
No, it's not.
And as a result, you're not getting the same effect that you thought you would get. You're getting a frog egg turning into a salamander egg.
You are not.
Mutating in one generation, they grow up into adult salamanders. Mm-hmm. And they have no evidence of ever having come from a frog. Wow. They can breed with
this. So that part there about there being no evidence later on that it ever occurred, it's the same thing from the guy who transformed. I believe it was he turned a rat into a cat tail, wow, or a cat into a rat tail, something like that. And then he said what happened is before anyone else could see the evidence, it magically transformed back, leaving no proof that it had ever happened.
Crazy how that happened.
It's crazy that all this guy's research magically can't be recorded.
Yeah, wild.
They're adult salamanders, and they give birth to salamanders. So this is very, very, very curious.
I would expect salamanders to give birth to salamanders.
And I realized then and there that this explained the so-called missing link, which we've never found, to how we get from a doubling of the size of the skull as we get towards some of the more recent proto-man forms or proto-human. There's a sudden increase in the brain size by almost double, and it happens basically out of nowhere.
I hope David goes full stoned ape theory and just gets really into mushrooms.
When I started to read the Law of One, we find out that there are these 25,000 year cycles, and Pete Peterson confirmed this on his own, that these higher level human ETs are very aware of some type of cyclical pulsation that lasts 25,000 years. And
I thought he said it was 27,200 in the book.
The insider that I was making fun of with the glasses had talked about how there are, you know, beings who very much pay attention to this 25,000 year cycle, because apparently, according to him and many others, there's a big solar flash at the end of the cycle and it cooks everything in your solar system.
You know what? I'm shocked he hasn't mentioned the fact that there were solar flashes or solar flares like 2 weeks back, and that the entire AT&T network dropped for a few hours. That seems right up his alley.
I would have thought he'd clung onto that more.
Every 25,000 years, you just get this big crazy thing that happens. So
I guess maybe
let's have some comments for a second.
Maybe it's not
here.
Good for him because it proves
who's
it isn't that big
of a deal.
Who's the
scientist from Area 51 that wears a gold crown with a crystal in the middle? I don't know. Let's see. They don't hear what he even says. They just say it hasn't happened yet. They haven't looked into anything clearly.
Are they talking about us?
Maybe.
Everyone hit the button for David. Thank you for all of your great info. Infinite love and blessings, fellow sovereign soul, siblings, fellow multidimensional, infinite, eternal.
Sovereign soul is the even more insufferable version of the sovereign citizen. Just yelling about
divine,
yelling at the devil that he can't control you.
They are the kookier version.
This is how AI optimizes my schedule. So I have a project coming up. So I start by listing the project.
Yeah, you're not that important, dude. Shut up.
We're learning about the fall of the military industrial complex.
The point is that if you look at the messages that the Law of One is sharing, that many other sources have shared, there is this 25,000-year cycle, which, according to multiple insiders I spoke to, they do expect a massive solar energy release at the end, and they thought it was catastrophic. And so this seems to explain why many governments didn't even seem to care about pollution or committing crimes. They thought that this big event was going to happen, and it's going to ruin everything on Earth, and we're not going to make it anyway. So
I like that David presents he wasn't one of the people promoting
these Michael books
until like 3 years ago.
That he said is that this is all leading to a non-catastrophic global ascension. Now, when we say global, what he's actually saying is that if you look at, for example, the teachings of Christianity, the idea is if you follow the basic principles of Christ, right, just to use this software, if you will, this religious software, if you follow these basic principles of love thy neighbor as thyself, you know, kindness, generosity, patience, forgiveness, that you will, this is, again, you know, getting into the real weeds of Christianity. They say you will be born again, and a lot of people have a hard time with that unless they're evangelicals. But we don't really necessarily know what that means, and I think that it's another reference to ascension. Just like the concept of rapture. Now, typically,
that's what being born again
you
is.
Think of the Christian concept of rapture, and a lot of times it's built around passages in the book of Revelation that have the number 144,000. And there's this idea that if you read the book of Revelation, as I did in my last Crop Circle Prophecy video,
it's in Revelation.
There's some pretty compelling stuff in there that looks like the world's going to be destroyed. And it looks pretty scary. And then in Revelations 11:11, it says, after the 3.5 days, the righteous ones who were struck down by the masses rose up.
Does it feel like he's speaking differently than normal to you?
They then rose up into the air.
Feels a little more like he's reading.
In that same hour, earthquakes shook the earth.
There's a different energy to
this. That's a sloppy paraphrase. I don't have it exactly, but I'm in the ballpark. So they rose up into the air, struck fear into the hearts of many, because apparently they're glowing and they have these big booming voices and stuff.
Yeah,
and in that same hour, earthquakes shook the earth. So now you have 39,830 denominations of Christianity all competing with each other. It's literally almost 40,000.
That seems like way too many.
And many of them are kind of apocalyptic. Well, some of them are, and they want to get into what's going to happen in the end times. You know,
talk about Israel.
And the idea would be, well, yeah, I want to be in the group that's with the chosen people. You know, I want to make sure that I'm chosen too. And so if I play along with this stuff and if I say what they tell me to say and I show up on Sunday, then maybe I'm going to get to make it. Okay, that's a very traditional fundamentalist paradigm, which most other people who are not into that paradigm probably laugh at it or scoff at it, think it's something to make fun of. I'm not really making fun of it at all. I'm actually saying that if Jesus had not succeeded in his mission, then most of the planet would have been lost and the prophetic timeline in the book of Revelation would have happened. But according to what is being said in the Michael prophecy...
Yeah, wait a second, though. Jesus died before the end of Revelations. I've read the book.
Yeah, he was already dead.
But it is interesting to me that he posits that there's these sort of cosmic events that require forgiveness for the world to continue, and he's now put the crucifixion of Christ on the same plane as Bill Clinton getting his dick sucked.
Pretty much.
Those are the two same events in history that each required forgiveness.
Again, with this incredible amount of prophetic data on page after page after page through all seven books, it's just staggering. And I am going to be, you know, as I get more comfortable with this now, I'm going to be putting out more of it into videos and stuff. I just needed to get my feet wet here and get back on the camera. But the point, again, is that it's leading to a non-catastrophic global ascension.
So you've said.
And that means that if Jesus succeeded in his mission, according to what Archangel Michael is telling us, if Jesus succeeded in his mission, that means everybody on earth, or almost everybody, except for maybe very, very few, who are just really diabolical, evil folks.
Yes.
But just about everybody on earth is going to go through something that he calls the first wave of ascension. Now, what he explains is that the sun is going to give off some type of energetic change.
Wow.
And when that happens, we are now in a completely multidimensional consciousness.
Am I having a stroke, or is he basically just been repeating the same idea for like the last 10 minutes?
I'm pretty sure he's just rehashing the same shit.
Because he just keeps saying that we're going to ascend non-catastrophically.
Yeah.
But he hasn't said anything in addition to that in some time.
That really is unprecedented. I don't even think if you've had experience with mind-altering substances of any variety.
Yeah.
Even the most outrageous psychedelic entheogens. I don't even think that really adequately describes what this is.
You haven't done enough. Yeah.
Because part of what was going through my experience list here is I had an apparition of Mother Mary show up in my kitchen. It was very incredible.
We know.
In fact, it's probably the most intense thing I've ever had happen to me.
Yes, and he went and cried in the closet after it happened. If that's not a metaphor, I don't know what is.
It looked like the Virgin Mary of Guadalupe, where you see Mary inside
this lens.
Oh, God, there's
a Mexican in my house.
I was about to say, it was just his cleaning lady. He's like, oh, my God, the Holy Mother has arrived.
See, David, I hear the
clean your kitchen.
To clean your room because your wife, she left you. She says she cannot stand you anymore.
She says you are not too hot.
She says you are dickhead. So she's going to leave. She says you use all the money on the flying car, and now you in debt. So she's going to leave.
What a sweet gig to be the cleaning lady. You just show up and the guy mistakes you for the Messiah, and then he cries in the closet.
Vesicle Pisces.
And that was right before he had a smoke detector go off and he called the fire department because he was losing his mind.
I forgot about that one when he was black for a day.
Yeah, he said he was going to have to move because it was ruining his house.
This is what I saw.
I gotta get out of here.
And what was strange about it, too,
officer, you don't understand. If I don't get rid of the sound, I'm gonna kill myself.
And they were connected into everything. And
I don't know
everything.
How the blacks do it.
And I saw how, as she moved, the rays
black
moved,
guys
and
from
I could
Harlem.
Feel everything moving through me. But where it really got bizarre
this is just
was that as this thing appeared,
hallucination.
This apparition, I mean, to say it even as a gender is probably not accurate, but
it was
mostly like
non-binary
Mother Mary.
non-binary.
I felt my consciousness and I felt my sense of touch stretch out on the rays. And when your
groovy.
Tactile sensation first leaves your body, and even just like your face starts peeling off, like part of your
it sounds
face
like
is going
a wet
over
dream.
Here.
I would be willing to bet a decent amount of money now that I feel we have very good evidence David is smoking weed at the very least again.
Yes, absolutely.
This may have been when he first got back into it. Maybe he had an edible and got a little too...
Woke up in the middle of the night a little fucking zooted.
Look, I've taken some edibles and thought I was a Harry Potter. Yeah. So I, you know, a little mushrooms and some edibles. And
part of your face is going over here. There's a strip
casting.
Going this way. There's a strip going this way.
I could see the Virgin Mother showing up.
I don't know how else to explain it. But after a while, you kind of learn that this is just a sense of touch that you didn't have before, and you can actually really connect with your environment through this method and feel things. I just found out the other day that if you are sensing stretch space, which you can do in deep meditation, I put my hand over the kettle, and as the water changed from liquid to boiling, I had this incredible sense of like energetic popcorn all up and down my arm, and that was the rays suddenly changing.
No, that was you putting your hand in boiling water.
Yeah.
So as a result of the phase shift of
magic.
The water. So that was a very, very interesting experience.
On your
I've
hand.
Had a variety of really compelling experiences since I started unsealing these books, including a lot of telekinesis. But again,
yes.
The bottom line message that if I was just going to try to distill everything down to its core is that the mission of Jesus actually worked, and that as a result we are not going to have our planet destroyed.
Wow.
It's very fascinating. Michael,
has he ever claimed to be Christian before? I feel like I don't remember him being this blatant.
Vaguely during the QAnons.
Yeah, but this seems like he's a good Christian boy now.
Had me point out and discover that on the day of December 21st, 2012, when I'd been predicting a solar flash, for so many years leading up to this, from at least 2007, 2008, I was all on 2012.
And then you were
so
wrong.
So on the very day that I expected this to happen, it did happen.
Not in this galaxy,
on the
though.
Star next door to us, which is Proxima Centauri. It's part of the Alpha Centauri
close.
System. So on that very day, it's around December 24th, 2012. So
I was going to say, it was actually not the day. It was several days later.
Okay.
I'm glad I allowed him the chance to correct himself.
The closest we can get by calculating how light moved, it was like 3 days apart. But there literally has been a solar flash.
So outside of the fact that it didn't occur where he said it would happen, and it didn't occur when he said it would happen.
It literally happened.
It was perfectly... It was perfect.
On that very day, next door to us, that was 1,000 times brighter than usual, that would have cooked everything alive on the surface of the planet.
Including your brain, apparently.
I don't know why these guys in the comments section act like I have no evidence, or they just say whatever they feel like saying. It's not most of you. There's a few.
Nice.
And, you know, I don't engage on it. But the point is,
you sure
there's
don't.
So much evidence in these books. There's so much evidence, I can't even begin to get through all of it right now. But how in the hell did we get a solar flash exactly like we were expecting within 3 days of the deadline?
Well, I mean, exactly.
Yeah, that's not...
What do you mean?
Well, he does this funny math where it's like, I could predict something's going to happen on Wednesday, and then if it happens on Saturday, I'd be like, look, I was pretty close.
I was pretty close.
But then you can also go, if it happens on Monday, be like, that's pretty close, too.
Yeah, close enough, right?
Every day is kind of close. Like, in the grand scheme of things, over the course of several thousand years, everything's relatively close. But I would like to see him get one bang on. That'd be nice.
Based on easily calculated math that Proxima Centauri is 4.424 light years away. I forget exactly what it is, but something like that. So it's when you do the numbers, which I've got in previous YouTube videos, you can watch free of charge on this channel. YouTube.com/DavidWilcox333 is where you always want to go. That's my custom link.
David, we're David literally Wilcox there right now. You don't have to plug it.
And you also got to look under the live tab and not just under the videos tab, because a lot of times I have a live stream coming up, but I haven't uploaded a video.
Now that is good advice.
So that's important. And of course, please subscribe too. Click the bell and subscribe because, like, I can never quite make it to 500,000 subscribers, but I've been so close for, like, my God, 3 years. So if you could subscribe, that'd be awesome. Woo! I don't normally ever say that, but actually it would be cool.
But
if you
I
did.
Really need money.
But I'm so, anyway, so desperate.
I do want to get out here more. I feel like we're in the final sequence now. That's one of the main things the Alliance has been showing us. And it's very exciting for me because, again, within 3 days of when I had prophetically expected.
Okay, David, let's drill down on this before a little bit more. He said on December 21st, 2012, there was going to be a solar flash that ended the world.
Right.
None of that. On December 21st, 2012, there was not a solar flash.
Yeah.
And the world did not end. So yeah. That's 0 for 2 there.
Yeah.
And then there was a solar flash several days later in a different location, and it had absolutely no impact on our life.
Right.
That, in his mind, somehow that is a super accurate prediction.
Perfect.
By my math, it is 0% correct.
Well, your math isn't good.
That's true. I got to go back. I gotta talk to
December 21st, 2012, within 3 days, it actually happened next door. Are you telling me that's a coincidence?
Yes.
Now,
yes,
the
literally,
dork in the comments
yes.
Is, okay, fine. But you can say whatever you want. You can say
faggot.
Whatever you want, but it's within 3 days, and it's the same thing.
Fag.
Stars don't usually do
He's
this.
He's right. I can say
yeah.
whatever.
Oh, I can do that.
A brightness flare 1,000 times brighter than usual. Okay.
Queer.
They don't usually give off this massive amount of energy that's so huge that it would cook everything in the solar system. But that happened when the ancient prophecies told us to expect it here.
3 days later in a different
location.
And so
location. As I did the science on this, I realized that this is because
did the science.
25,000-year cycle is actually
crying
orbit
in a bathtub is
of
doing
our
science.
Sun and planets orbiting around Alpha Centauri. And to really, really simplify it, when they get closest to each other, there's an energetic exchange. You could think of it sort of like lightning. It's something like that. And it happened over there, but it didn't happen over here, at least not yet. Well, what we find
Which
out is that, yeah, it is
going to
happen
incorrect.
Here, but it's being delayed. And it's being delayed
Does he not
in order
for... This would be like saying, I predicted the 49ers were going to win the Super Bowl.
Right.
And then when they don't win the Super Bowl, we're like, yeah, but they were there.
Yeah, I mean...
That's 100% correct.
Yeah, basically is right.
...us to get our stuff together. So... You've heard me talk about this before, but it's so fascinating because Michael wrote these 7 books and had me explain the sacred science of it all in the sacred science video course. Again, it's 11 different videos totaling 10.5 hours of content.
For only $8,000.
Loaded with slides, 7 camera angles. It's amazing. I really put my all into this, and it's a worthwhile product. Again, Jubilation, J-U...
He has to be so fucking broke to plug this much. I've
yeah.
never heard him do this
he
before.
He must be hurting good.
Patreon.com slash Shouldn't Have Played That
Podcast. T-I-O-N at thedisclosure.com gets you a massive discount that I never offered before, basically because the DS keeps hammering us down. Mm. We haven't been able to close on a deal yet. And so,
Dennis Schroeder.
You know, the financial thing
is
still
they haven't
big...
been able to close on a deal just yet because of the deep state.
Okay, you want to talk about a prophecy being right. I believe several months ago when we were covering this, what we discussed is these guys were going to keep telling David that they were right on the cusp
right?
of having a deal.
It's almost there.
We just need a touch more money from you, and then for sure we're going to get it. Turns out we're still correct so far. I would say our prediction has been a little bit more accurate.
Yeah.
I also did predict the video wouldn't come out when he said it wouldn't. It would be in the first week of March, which also was true.
Pretty accurate.
Now, I'm not psychic. I just know David is reliably unreliable.
Yeah, we just know David.
Big deal.
I'm the
Big
David Whisperer.
But we're getting through.
You're
and
gay.
I have a movie coming out. A lot of you have been asking
gay.
About Levitation. Levitation is due
dad.
To come out
you
now.
Have a small penis.
Most likely, I'm going
to
say
Whisper.
Early
coming
summer.
Coming to ABC this
so
fall.
Hopefully
Read
by June,
chat.
Maybe
They're
even before then.
Gay.
We're actually just about ready to get a rough cut of the film right now. There's a big surprise about the narrator. I can't say who it is yet, but I'm very, very
Uncle
excited.
Uncle Colin.
No.
It looks like we are going to close with this one.
And then he puts out this fucking dagger. Oh, Uncle Colin's going to talk to you about the end of times.
God, mate.
Love. It's going to be amazing.
Uncle Colin's here to narrate your
movie. So I'm very happy about that. And they've really geeked out on this film. We have a number of great insiders. It's going to have Dr. Stephen Greer. It's going to have Dr. Stephen Greer's latest insiders, including Michael Herrera. Mm-hmm. And trying to remember the other guy's name. But anyway, we've got some incredible...
What a cast.
Yeah, big surprises like that other guy.
Hey, we've got Michael Herrera and the other one.
Stuff coming out of this movie. And it's going to be... I'm going to get to see it pretty soon. Rough cut.
I mean, you made it.
I talked about a whole bunch of things, including the concept of levitating saints about. And what is the motile force that lifts humans off the ground when they're in this exalted angelic consciousness. Because, you know, this, believe it or not, is actually a fairly common thing that you hear about. It shows up in Tibetan Buddhism with Padmasambhava. He levitates up into the air.
I mean, it's also literally
like
23
of his devotees, and then he achieves
a rainbow
body,
known
and
ruse.
His body
where
materializes.
The staff, and there's the whole architecture that gets hidden by
the
robes.
Very, very fascinating. So what I'm saying is that this solar flash that was supposed to happen here did not happen here, but it happened next door. And then the other thing that we read about in the Book of Revelations was the pole shift. Well, beginning in book two, I found out that the Edgar Cayce reading that predicted a pole shift, a non-catastrophic pole shift beginning in 2001, actually came true.
Wow.
A Chinese scientist named Professor Zhaodong Song actually discovered
Song?
That the Earth's inner core
Dong Song.
Had a
that was
pole
my
shift
favorite Cisco
that
song.
Started
the Dong
in 2001,
song.
Exactly
Let
the year.
Let me see that Dong.
Dong Song.
The Asian Cisco.
I wanted to see your Dong. Show me your Dong. Dong, the Dong, Dong, Dong.
That's right. Ended in 2013, and it hasn't moved anymore. There was a pole shift inside the Earth. The core moved, as predicted by Edgar Cayce in the 1930s. It moved in 2001, and it stopped right after the Mayan calendar end date when the explosion takes place next door at Proxima Centauri.
I believe he is vaguely right about this. I don't remember the exact timeline, but there was some sort of shift in the way the internal mechanisms of the Earth were moving around that time.
Once again, this has all the fingerprints of a higher angelic consciousness using some type of super advanced technology, if you want to call it that. I would probably liken it to a pairing with the sun, a pairing with the full civilizational power of the sun to create massive energetic change. That our sun itself is holding back this energetic explosion so that we don't have a pole shift, and the Earth's axis did have to turn, which it did, but nothing happened. So to have the Earth's axis turn exactly when Edgar Cayce told us that it would,
isn't this another
stopping
point
exactly
against
when
him?
The Mayan calendar told us it would stop,
yeah, kinda.
And a non-catastrophic solar flash happens over there.
Like, the thing you said was going to end the Earth happened, and nothing happened. So doesn't that mean you were, again, wrong?
Yeah.
It's catastrophic for them, but not for us. On Proxima Centauri, 3 days around the Mayan calendar end date. This is absolutely incredible. And apparently...
Said with no enthusiasm.
We
this
now
is,
absolutely so much
incredible.
More
incredible
going on because Michael tells me in the 1990s that instead of looking at the Mayan calendar end date as 2012... that perhaps you should see it as the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction of December 26th, 2020.
Which the world did also not end on that day.
No.
He actually said this. He actually gave us an exact date. He said, I like that as the Mayan calendar end date better. Well, of course, we're all still here, so what the heck does that mean? Well,
what does it mean?
If we look at these other points in time where these energetic nodes were talked about, one of them was... 1936, and we discussed that in the books. Mm. 1936 is
when
where
a certain
you have
Austrian painter was getting ready.
An energetic change where the Earth's core apparently started its polar drift, the beginning of that polar drift that really picked up in 2001.
No, I think he is.
The energetic influences that caused that to happen started to occur in 1936.
Wow.
We also hear in the Law of One that this allowed the permeability of dimensions. In 1936, it became easier for both positive and negative beings to transfer over into our reality.
The devil caused the Holocaust.
And so this is a really interesting phenomenon because it actually leads to results for both the good and the bad.
Wow.
if you do these negative ceremonies, you will actually see some type of apparition before you.
You know, that's an interesting question, but I don't think on the level of bad that the Holocaust was, I don't think we have seen an equal good force displayed in the universe in a similar time frame. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, what is the good version of the Holocaust? Yeah, we don't have that.
The baby boom?
And in this case, it's a negative apparition, but it will talk to you and it will tell you what it wants. And so you've heard about things like Mephistopheles and Dr. Faust. I've learned more recent times that this is actually something that
banana
people experience.
That's what
they got. They experience a hallucination. They experience a communication. They can hear what they're told to do, and they can decide or not decide if they want to go along with it. Now, of course, this sounds dangerous, right? It's like, wait a minute, deal with the devil. What are you talking about? Well, again, anybody who would do this is very, very foolish. But it's not actually...
David's about 2 more months away of missed car payments from doing a deal with the devil.
Yeah, it's eternal. Easy to say that right now, buddy.
Anyway,
when they're repossessing
your
dog...
Because none of these beings are really eternal. They're created by our thoughts. And this is one of the things that the insiders told me. I mean, even Uncle Jack, who I've been lampooning with the Colin McGeezer character...
Who the fuck is Uncle
Jack? This is a real insider...
I have no
idea.
...who
I spoke to for many, many years.
That's a real guy?
And he has this outrageous Queensland, Australia accent, and he taught me a lot of funny sayings. And a lot of people think it's really funny. There are some people who are very square and can't laugh at all at it.
Amen, brother.
So you have to kind of do it in little intervals, mate. You
fuck
don't want to do
squares.
Too much at once because they get a bit bollocked up from it, if you know what I'm saying, mate.
Exactly.
Why don't we pause here? Because I think this will probably be about the halfway point because he's going to meditate at the end.
Wow.
So far, bizarre.
Bizarre, yeah.
I don't know where we're at with this.
A lot of rehashing.
Started really strong, followed by about 55 straight minutes of shit we've already heard many, many times. But now we're taking an interesting twist. I'm hoping when he goes on to kind of better explain the end of the military-industrial complex, because I don't know how that's going to happen.
Nothing we've said so far leads me to know how that happens.
No, he's mostly just been criticizing his critics for mocking him for being wrong about
how he's,
everything.
Yeah, he's super not gay. You're being dorks in the comments.
Yeah, everyone in the comments is losers.
I'm a homosexual. Okay, yeah, no, you guys are dorks.
All right, patreon.com/hiddenplainsightpod. We've got a Houston pimp, and we also... Is the Australian meth one up yet? I don't remember if that got put up.
Maybe. They'll both be up anyways.
Yeah. You'll get all episodes will be made available.
Yeah.
At Hidden Plainsight Radio on Instagram. You're at Brandon Steele Hidden on Instagram. We're at The Hidden Pod on Twitter. Until Friday, hoodie hoop.
Mama out.